We're getting a glimpse of what will be in fashion next fall at New York Fashion Week. And with the event comes the inevitable discussion of the size of the models. Size zeros and double zeros are still a common sight on the runway. But some fashion spreads of late have prominently featured plus-size models. That's what they call them. We reached Robin Givhan, fashion editor for The Washington Post, who's been writing on this very topic.
One of the things that's happened is that as the general population has gotten bigger and bigger, the models were getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So the fashion industry itself did create a health initiative. It was the Council of Fashion Designers of America. And the idea was to create a set of guidelines that designers could work with. And just recently in New York, they had a big panel discussion where a lot of these issues were brought up, and the key issue being the sample size, and essentially saying that's where all of this begins.
The sample size meaning the samples of clothes that show up on the runway, and the sample size is so teeny that only painfully thin women, if you want to say it that way, can fit into it.
Yeah, I mean, the sample size is what the designer creates for the runway show. And then when magazines have to photograph those clothes in advance of their going into stores, and we're talking 4 or 5 months in advance, the only way that they can photograph the clothes is to use the sample. So as a result, the models who are in the magazine have to be thin enough to fit into those clothes. Editors constantly say, oh, yeah, I would definitely use a larger model, except they don't fit the clothes that we're shooting.
Well, one of the criticisms when you get to the plus size models is that they aren't actually what many people would call plus size. I mean, they're like a size 12, which isn't tiny, but the average American is a size 14.
One also consider that the model is a size 12, but she's also about 5'10". There is a real disconnect between what the fashion industry considers to be a plus-size model and what the average person considers to be plus-size. I mean, a woman going into a department store is not going to be sized out of the most fashionable clothes until she gets to about a size 16.
Well, in your column on this topic, you do wonder when the image of plus-size itself becomes an unhealthy message, the way now the image of emaciated models has been, as some say, sending out an unhealthy message.
I think we've gotten to a point at which our vision of what a healthy weight is has gotten very contorted. The fashion industry on one end is showing us these 14 and 15-year-old very thin girls and portraying them as women. And then on the other hand, there's the unhealthy nature of obesity and the sort of, in many ways, kind of politically correct aspect of saying, well, you should be happy with who you are and you should celebrate, we should celebrate all sizes. But I think what we have to figure out is how do we celebrate good health without stigmatizing people who are on either end of the spectrum and are still trying to work their way towards the middle ground, which is good health.
Robin Givhan is the fashion editor for The Washington Post. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.